A senior Melbourne media identity was heard to call Richmond player Bashir Hooley a terrorist. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about who this person is, who said it, and whether or not it was even said at all. Well, I can now reveal that the person alleged to have made that comment about Bashir Hooley was one half of 3AW's own breakfast duo, John Burns. Burnso, good afternoon.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, good afternoon, Tom. I beg your pardon. I'm so used to saying good morning to people.
Oh, indeed you are. Now, Friday night, you were at the football. Did you call Bashir Hooley a terrorist?
Now, it has been alleged that I did. The situation is that we're at a football match. We're in the grandstand. We just had a very pleasant evening. I was a guest of the Richmond Football Club. And a conversation was taking place between me and a person that I happened to be with, catching up on stuff that we were talking about prior to the game, and because I hadn't seen him for a while. And the game was underway, and a person in front of me turned around and said, "What did you say?" Now, I wasn't aware of having said anything, really. And I don't recall what I said, but he alleged that I made a comment that was offensive. I don't recall that comment.
You don't recall it. Now, the person you were sitting with, can they confirm or deny whether or not you used the word terrorist?
That person I have spoken to recently has said he did not hear me say it.
Okay, well, the Richmond Football Club has put out a statement. It says the Richmond Football Club acknowledges your statement, which I'll read out shortly, in retaliation to an incident, in relation to an incident that took place at the MCG on Friday night. The Richmond Football Club fully supports the staff member who brought this issue to its attention and accepts his version of events.
Yeah.
Now, that says that they believe the Richmond official and therefore not you.
Well, not necessarily. They're not mutually exclusive, those statements. I don't remember, and I can't recall, having made such a comment. Now, he says that I did. What he heard, I don't know. It may have. I don't know what I can't remember what the comment was. I don't remember making it. But on the basis that he says I did, I can't deny what he heard, but if I said something that was offensive, well, that is mortifying, as I said in the statement.
So you do acknowledge that using a term like terrorist, if indeed that happened, is not the right thing to do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I do concede that, yes. If it was made, yes.
Had you been drinking before or during the game, drinking alcohol?
Oh, yeah, well, it was a social event. There was a dinner beforehand. I don't think I was unduly affected by liquor at all. I was there to enjoy the game.
So you don't think you'd had too much to drink then?
No, certainly not.
Well, if you did say it, what would you say to both the Richmond Football Club and Bashir Hooley?
I would apologise profusely to both of them and tell them that I would be absolutely mortified if I said something like that. It's totally, in my view, totally out of character.
Is it?
And it's not something that I'd normally say at the football.
Is it possible?
I wasn't barracking and I wasn't yelling out or anything like that. I was quite calm.
Is it possible you said something else that? I mean, I can't think of anything that rhymes with terrorist, but you said something else that was misconstrued?
I have no idea. No, I just can't answer that question.
Okay,
I mean, I didn't say something like accidental tourist or something. Mm. I wouldn't think. But I cannot recall saying anything that I intended to be offensive to anybody on either, you know, on the other side of the game.
Do you recall any of the other things that you were talking about?
No, it was just general social conversation. I mean, we're at a football match. Mm. We're sitting in the stand there and just talking about life in general.
I've attended a number of, in my case, Carlton Richmond games, and I've heard plenty of people yell out that Bashir Hooley is a terrorist, a jihadist, all sorts of things. Have you heard that as well?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't, no. I mean, I've met Basher Hurley at functions, football functions, and he's just a delightful young man.
You've issued a statement. Would you like me to read it out, or would you like to say it?
No, you can read it out.
All right, well, some of it is what you've already said, but I think we want to get it on the record. So this is John Burns' statement, and we'll put this on our website right now, 3aw.com.au. John Burns says, I had the pleasure of attending the Richmond Football Club function on Friday night. During the match, I sat with a friend and we were catching up and talking about the game. It has been suggested to me that during the conversation with my friend, I was overheard saying something which that person, this is the Richmond Club official, found offensive. I have no recollection of making an offensive remark. However, I acknowledge that a complaint has been made, and the idea that something I've said has offended someone is mortifying to me. If I have said anything that has offended anybody, I unreservedly apologise, in particular to the people at the match and at the Richmond Football Club. And in response, Burnzo, the Richmond Football Club has said that it acknowledges the statements released by you, 3AW's John Burns, this afternoon in relation to the incident that took place at the MCG on Friday night. As I mentioned earlier, the club fully supports the staff member who brought this issue to its attention and accepts his version of events. We also accept your apology, John, and now consider the matter closed. However, I can tell you that the AFL Integrity Unit is going to investigate what happened on Friday night.
As I think they're bound to. And I don't have any quarrel with that. But as I say, I don't recall making any comment like that, and I can't take the matter any further, really.
Is there anything else that you want to do or that you've offered to do?
No, there isn't. But I don't think I can take the matter any further, to be honest with you. No, I can't take it any further than that. I have apologised for anything that I might have done that's offended anybody, but I do not recall at all saying anything that I intended to be offensive.
John Burns, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tom.